I'm Deborah Byrd.
And I'm Joel Block for Earth and Sky. Take a drive on one of the many roads that pass through national forests in the U.S., and you might think you're seeing a pretty natural environment. There are trees and flowers and birds and the occasional deer or squirrel. But the view from a road is quite different from the interior forest, and scientists refer to this altered area as an edge habitat.
Some of the plants in this edge habitat aren't native to the forest. They're called invasive plants, or edge opportunists. They like the extra sunlight and water available along a road. Take Scotch broom, for example. It's a shrub, considered a weed, really, with yellow blooms, and it's generally found on clear-cut land and abandoned fields and pastures. Scotchbroom enters forests through the edge habitats along roads. Scotchbroom is so difficult to remove from an area that land managers and environmentalists hold pulling parties where volunteers pull it up, roots and all.
There are also invasive plants that are spread by cars. Pineapple weed was rarely seen in England before the 1920s. Then cars with rubber tires hit the road. The plant's seeds were sticky when wet and easily stuck to the rubber tires. In a few years, the pineapple weed could be found in every sub-county in England. Well, that's our show. Special thanks today to the U.S. Forest Service, caring for your national forests and grasslands. We're Block and Byrd for Earth and Sky.